It's Your Life is sponsored by James J.C. Cooley.
Life is a series of circles and cycles, phases and stages. These are your experiences that teach you the lessons of life. You can either ignore them or embrace them. Welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's Your Life. James is a motivational speaker, author, military veteran, and founder of the James Cooley Foundation. James is here to equip you to strive for greatness and to overcome adversity. It's time to get equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. Now, here's the host of It's Your Life, James Cooley.
Hello, welcome to It's Your Life. I'm James Cooley, and you know Noah. Noah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to turn the mic up, man, or I can't hear your dulcet tones over the airwaves.
I guess that was excitement, man, because this very, 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 very good friend of mine, Russ Emanuel, this guy is probably the busiest director in film history, or he's close to it.
And, it sounds like my film counterpart. That's about how busy I am in radio. I understand his busyness.
Wow, no, this guy is producing movies.
Oh, I understand.
Friend. And he has over, I tell you, and this is no joke, and we'll talk about that one later. He has over 200, maybe 300 film festivals. I think he got about 6 or 7 different movies that are in film festivals all over the world, waiting to be shown. And this guy is so busy right now, and I'm just so tickled pink that he gave me an hour of his time because he's working on his newest and movie called Staycation. And we're going to talk about that one a little bit later on today, but I tell you, I'm no joke, Noah, this guy directed a lot of the people that we know, especially Star Wars, Star Trek, and all of these. I'm talking about I'm just happy, man, that I can call this guy a friend because I know how busy he is. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Doing well.
Wow. You know, so I want to get this show started real soon. Because we got so much to talk about, and he just held up his coffee mug, a Star Wars coffee.
I know.
Mug.
Michelle told me that. And I said he's my new best friend.
And he's holding it up right now, man.
May the force be with you, my friend.
The force is with him. And a young guy, man, that's doing so many magnificent things. And we're not going to be able to concentrate on all of the things that he's doing right now. But I want our listening to know that you're going to get an opportunity to know what's in a film, a producer, a director mind, especially when they got multiple films and they're dealing with a lot of top-notch Hollywood actors. I'm not saying they have to be Hollywood, but you have to be able to adjust to all of these different type of things. So I tell you, I want you to sit back and grab you like 9-10 bags of popcorn because that's what it's going to be required tonight and when you finish this. So before we even get started, I want to bring my great co-host, Michelle Cooley. And how you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to this interview because not only did we have Russ on the show before, but also that I love film. I love films. I love old films. I love the way certain directors do their films. So I'm like you, Noah. I'm a film buff.
You have a favorite director, Michelle? I'm just curious.
Wow, there's a lot, but I would say Martin Scorsese.
Oh, he's a great one.
I like Francis Ford Coppola. And you know who's been doing a really good film directing is Denzel Washington.
I was actually going to say he's one of my new favorites. He's always been one of my favorite actors, and he's a heck of a director, too.
But you know who my most favorite film director right now is? Russell Emanuel. Only because I know him, and only that I know what it takes to do this. And we're going to delve deep inside of a director, producer, mind. And we're also going to get an understanding of how it work to work with top-notch actors, A-list, B-list, or whatever that is? And I call this guy do it all. And so I tell you, I listen to the audience. If you want to be part of this great conversation, that's 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. I want to get this thing started, Noah, because I'm excited, and you know that I'm excited, and I know you're going to be excited. So, Michelle, can you please tell our listening audience what the today's topics, title, and I want you to introduce this great guy in all of those three different things.
Yes, the title of the show is A Conversation with Award-Winning Filmmaker Russ Emanuel. The purpose of the show is getting to know the background of award-winning independent filmmaker, director, and producer Russ Emanuel, discuss the genre of films and actors he has worked with, talk about his current films and those are currently in production, and how he finds funding for his films. Russ Emanuel is an award-winning American director, producer, and independent filmmaker, having directed such actors as John Hurt, Robert Picardo, Vincent Pastore, Glynis O'Connor, Haley Kate Eisenberg, Jeremy London, Ryan Hurst, William Devane, Marina Sirtis, Sean Kenney, Armin Shimerman, and Gary Graham. He grew up in both in Japan and the United States and graduated from USC to study cinema television. He founded Russum Productions in 2002 to promote his films, including Girl with Gun and Documentary Restoration of Paradise. Presently, Staycation, the sequel to Routine, is currently being filmed, marks Emanuel's sixth foray into feature filmmaking after directing PJ, Chasing the Green, The Legends of Nathaya, Occupants, and Whisper. The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life, welcomes back award-winning filmmaker, director, producer, Russ Emanuel.
How you doing, my friend? How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on again. And it's so great to hear your voices.
Man, it's so great to hear your voice. Now, you and I chat all the time on text and this and that, because I know that you are working on this Staycation. And I know, but you're working on a lot of different things. And you got 5-6 different films in all of these film festivals across the world. I think you clocked over 300 that you won, and you sitting back waiting to win, and I think you're going to win them all. So welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year, by the way. Happy 2022 to everybody.
Happy 2022. And one of the things I want you to say, Howard Nash, how you doing? I see that you're watching. You know, I know that you work with and so I tell you, Russ, can you you already been, just like we talked about, you've been a previous guest on the show, but can you remind our listening audience where you grew up, your background, schools you attended? I know you attended USC, you attended all this. Yep. But not just the schools, but what you're working on.
So you want me to go into my background, or?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay,
yes, sir.
Sure. Yes. So I basically grew up in both Japan and the United States, you know, on and off. I was born in Alameda, California, but then I moved like when I was like 4 or something like that to Japan. Then moved back when I was like 5 to Alameda, then to like Long Beach. And then in 8th grade, I moved to Kobe, Japan. And Kobe is where, you know, like Kobe Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. Kobe Beef, yeah, that's the Kobe. I was there at an international school called Canadian Academy. Met some wonderful people there. Definitely garnered a very international perspective on life because I was around people from all over the world, especially when I was attending that school. Then I attended USC. I even went to our rival school, UCLA, for UCLA extension classes, where I met my filmmaking partner, Emil Harris. And Emil and I have been making films since we did a film called Her Night back in like 2002. And then you mentioned Girl with Gun, which got into like the San Diego Comic-Con. And it was that film that garnered the attention of my producer and friend and amigo Howard Nash. He saw that film. He offered me the directing gig for PJ, which is called Heaven's Messenger now, by the way, which you can find on like 2B TV. And because of him, then he hired me to do my second feature film, Chasing the Green. And all these films, by the way, have Robert Picardo, Star Trek's Robert Picardo. Other actors, as you mentioned, like John Hurd, the late John Hurd, rest in peace, Jeremy London, Ryan Hurst, William Devane. But Chasing the Green is now called Big Shots, which again, you can see on 2B TV. We did our third one called The Legends of Messiah.
I want you to hold that thought, yeah. The Legend of Messiah. Okay. Because we got to take a station break. We got to pay the bills, right? And so we're going to come back. We're going to continue to discuss this. And then we're going to get off into really getting an understanding of what goes on. And a film director, a producer, all the different things that happen in their minds on producing films. If you want to be part of this conversation, that's 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. It's Your Life. I'm James Cooley. We'll be back shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity. Coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
Noah Dingley here, producer of the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And the new audio version of James' book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, is a must-have. James shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James Cooley on Amazon.com or wherever audiobooks are sold.
The J.C. Cooley Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was started in October of 2014. The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. We hope that you'll be able to take part in one or more of the many exciting events that we're offering this year and experience firsthand the pride we take in supporting our cause. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow, and we rely heavily on the generosity of individuals and business owners for support. Without the assistance of community-minded individuals just like you, we wouldn't be able to serve our youth each year. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. This year's goal is $50,000. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at CooleyFoundation.org. Remember that every donation makes a difference regardless of size. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, the true life coming of age story by James J.C. Cooley. Using humor, wit, and engaging storytelling, James paints a picture about his arrival in a rural deep south town and realization that life would never be the same. Cooley lays out his struggle to adjust from city life to country life and back again, sharing his hard-earned lessons to educate, encourage, and enlighten our next generation of leaders and heroes. Get your copy of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James J.C. Cooley. Available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
The Answer San Diego, streaming now on TuneIn.com and Odyssey.com.
It's time to dream big, think big, and be big. It's time for more It's Your Life. Now, here's your host, James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back to It's Your Life. I'm James Cooley. And you know, I tell you, I got a very good friend of mine that might be the busiest man in film. Not only do we have, I think, five or six films that's being reviewed all around the world in film festivals, but he is doing just an absolutely fantastic film, which is a take from one of the films that he has done, and it's called Staycation. And we're going to talk about that one later. Being extremely busy, not having time, and just like probably where I can see his face right now, like, okay, JC, once we finish this, I'm going to work the rest of the night because I got this movie that's coming out real soon. I want to make sure everything is okay. You know, so if you want to be part of this conversation, that's 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. Russ, you mentioned, and we were talking about a lot of the things that you're doing. And we also talk about you growing up in the United States and also Japan. I spent 7 years in Japan when I was in the military, and I did some little acting and all that type of stuff over there. Besides that, you are from Japan and you are from the United States. Which country do you believe that you like best, or just a little comparison, because we're going to delve off into what inspired you to get into film?
Oh, well, first off, I'm going to quote a very wonderful Star Trek The Next Generation episode, the best of both worlds. So I like both. But what inspired me to get into film, I mentioned this before, I must have, is a film music, especially the music of composer John Williams, you know, who did scores to films such as Star Wars, Superman, Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park. So his score really inspired me, and it was the score to Jurassic Park. It was seen in the at the beginning of the film in the helicopter when they were approaching Isla Nublar. And it just really mesmerized me, you know, the acting, the cinematography, of course, the score. It just really, you know, I guess it's like, you know, when you get goosebumps and you just feel it. Well, I just felt it, you know. And when I direct any of my films, you know, from Heaven's Messenger up to Staycation, when it feels good, when it feels right, and you get those goosebumps, like when I'm directing an actor, it's movie magic. You know, there's nothing quite like it, you know, and I'm even getting goosebumps now just thinking about it. I remember when we were doing a scene in my fourth feature film was called Occupants. Now it's called Ultraverse. There was a take where we did it, like, I don't know how many times, 5 times or so, but on the fifth take, and then, like, there were flies, like, flying into the shot, and everything was going wrong the first 4 takes. But on the fifth take, it was movie magic. And I'm like, that's it. We can move on. Because I could tell. I mean, that was the performance. And that was the cinematography, the composition, everything about it. It just worked, you know? That's why I'm a film director.
Wow. You know, you mentioned John Williams and the music he did. Didn't he do the music for the movie Jaws, too? Yes, he did. I remember.
Yeah. I think it's just two notes. Two notes, and it's so memorable. It's dun, dun.
Yes.
Dun, dun. Just repeat it over and over again. And everybody knows it.
You know that shark is on its way.
But know Russ. It. That's why I'm never getting in the water, even though I live in Huntington Beach.
Russ, how many films have you directed, and what genres of films that you mostly are directing right now?
So I've directed 6 feature films, including Staycation. I pretty much, I think, mentioned all of them, which a lot of them you can see on Tubi TV. Just you look up my name, like Russ Emanuel, R-U-S-S-E-M-A-N-U-E-L. You can find my films. But I'm also directing, currently in post-production, a film called Assassin's Apprentice 2, which is a sequel to Assassin's Apprentice 1. And there is action. It's an action genre. And that's like laced with Star Trek actors, which is just such an honor to direct people like Tracy Coco, who's, you know, Lieutenant J in Star Trek. And now she's also in Staycation. So... as to the genres, right now, Staycation is a horror film. And I'm actually a big fan of horror, especially psychological horror. And Ultraverse, formerly Occupants, is definitely in that mindset. And Staycation is definitely in that mindset, too. So we did a little prequel called Routine, which was kind of a concept piece, just a 5-minute concept piece. And because of that, and it's, again, it's all horror genre, we were able to get the funding to be able to make Staycation, which is a big shout out to all my investors and to our Indiegogo contributors who made, you know, funding possible for the film. So, yeah, I would say horror, psychological horror.
I love horror films and psychological horror as well. Who are some of your favorite directors, and why are they your favorite?
You know, I've always I went to USC cinema, so I've definitely been I've gravitated towards blockbuster cinema. So you know Steven Spielberg has always held a really a heartfelt place in my heart. Pardon the repetition there. But just his films, especially his films from the 70s and 80s. You mentioned Jaws, mm-hmm. classic. Indiana Jones, like especially Raiders of the Lost Ark, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jurassic Park. It's very fantastical, and I've always been fascinated by him, especially as a kid. You know, I grew up watching those films that I just mentioned. So, more currently, there's a director, James Wan. He's done Conjuring and Insidious, and he's, I think, a master when it comes to, like, psychological horror films. Mm-hmm. I've been, gravitating towards even, right now, Netflix and Amazon has, like, really good streaming shows. So not just, movies, but, I've been gravitating towards shows like The Expanse, Man at the High Castle. Even the new Star Trek iteration, like Star Trek Picard, which I'm very, very happy. But Whoopi Goldberg is back as Guinan, and I've always loved Guinan. So I was so happy to see her in the new trailer for Star Trek Picard.
Russ, now you did it. Noah's up, and you just said the magic words.
Best two words actually in Star Trek Picard is a great series. So my favorite three words, Star Trek Picard. I'm all tickled you're even talking about it.
Oh, I love it, and I just can't wait for. I think was it March 3rd is when the new episodes are coming out. So I'm excited. Trust me.
I heard some negative reviews about it, and I just don't understand it. I think, and maybe you can give me this answer. This wasn't even going to be my question, but I think people expected it to be, hey, this is just, it's picking up right where the Next Generation leaves off. No, this is a completely different story with a completely different vibe. And I love the way that they go through the story and lace in the old characters, but really focus on the new ones and also that of where Picard is in his life. I think it's outstanding.
Exactly. Look, Patrick Stewart is 81 years old. He's not 40 something, 50 something, as he was in the Next Generation. You know, this is a new chapter in his life. So you're not going to get the Next Generation. You know, however, that said, I love how it's very psychological, and I love how they're bringing back. I guess they call them legacy characters.
Including an actress
I directed, Marina Sirtis. I directed her in The Assassins of Friendship.
I'm a huge Jonathan Frakes fan, so I loved seeing him back too.
I'm afraid. Yeah, you get Will Riker back. You know, when he was in the last episode of season one and came back, as acting captain. I was like, that is awesome. So I really, really look forward to season two and season three.
Wow. hey man, you make it sound so easy because.
About Star Trek, but.
and Noah, go ahead on. Take us to the break, Noah, because I know you're a big Star Trek fan.
Yeah. So. You know, and this is where, so we got about 90 seconds before the break here, and I would love, Russ, just for you to say, like, why, from a filmmaking perspective, all these years later, it's a good idea to, like, to take these legacy characters, even Picard, who's the title character, and carry it on in a new direction, because what I was originally going to ask you, there's films like Raiders of the Lost Ark, one of my favorites, and the original Indiana Jones trilogy. And they make a fourth one, and now they're making a fifth one. And there's some that think that you're losing some of the luster of the original concept by continuing on the story that maybe has already run its course. Do you think they're doing that with Picard? I don't think they are. No. What are your general thoughts about franchises like that?
Okay, so sometimes it can run its course. You could say that about the sequel trilogy of Star Wars. But then again, I just saw the latest episode of Boba Fett, and it is fantastic.
It's excellent.
And, it incorporates the prequels. And if you've seen the episode, you know what I'm talking about. You have the prequels. You have even mention of the sequels in there, like certain characters or creatures. And, of course, the original trilogy. I mean, I think it's brilliant. So you can, you can run out of gas, but at the same time, you can revitalize it. And I think Star Trek Picard is revitalizing what Star Trek The Next Generation was, you know, what I grew up watching, you know, and I love how Q is back, you know, especially Guinan, she's back, you know, and I hope they bring back Dr. Crusher, Geordi LaForge, Worf, all of them, you know, I hope they all come back before Star Trek Picard, ends its run.
Wow. Hey, Noah, I'm going to take us to the break, but I want to give at least one more minute to this. Okay, so I tell you, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. I tell you, this is so fascinating. If you want to be part of the conversation, that's 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. It's Your Life. I'm James Cooley. We got Russell Emmanuel. We'll see you shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity. Coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
There is much truth in a journey that ain't over yet, as all of us journey through life's precious gift of time, just like I have. Hi, I'm James Cooley, host of the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And in the new audio version of my book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, you can join me as I share my true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. This is a must listen to for anyone who thinks they are stuck in life or need to understand that their current situation is not their final destination. Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet is the unfiltered truth to provide hope for the future by challenging you to refuse to become a victim of life's circumstance and dare to be an overcomer, because a bigger, better, and a more impactful life awaits you. Get the new audio version of my book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, on Amazon and wherever audiobooks are sold.
The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at cooleyfoundation.org. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Noah Dingley here, producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And the new audio version of James' book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, is a must-have. James shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, by James Cooley on Amazon.com or wherever audiobooks are sold.
Streaming now on the Answer San Diego app and Odyssey.com.
It's time to dream big, think big, and be big. It's time for more It's Your Life. Now, here's your host, James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back to It's Your Life. I'm James Cooley, and I tell you, we're having a conversation with award-winning filmmaker Russell Emmanuel. And I tell you, I mean, me knowing this guy personally, me having him in studio a few months back, me watching all the things that he's doing, and I tell you, it's genius in the making. And now, listen, audience, I want you to remember this name, because you will. Remember Russell Emmanuel. Remember that name. You can put him right now and lock it in, because you're going to have him in the names where all of the big time Steven Spielberg, all these old type of guys. I know he's looking at me like, JC, come on. But he's doing a lot of great things, and just remember that name. And if you want to be part of the conversation, the phone lines are wide open right now. That's 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. Russ, now we was talking about a lot of the things that you're doing, especially Star Wars, and you mentioned the Counselor Troy. You mentioned a lot of these other great things. And you got my producer, Noah Dingley, tickled pink? Noah, I know you got a million questions that you want to ask.
A million questions. We talked about Star Trek Picard and the universe of Star Trek. And before we get to Staycation, I just have to ask him, because I know the actor that played Boba Fett in the relaunched Star Wars A New Hope Special Edition. So I love Boba Fett. Always have. I have a little bit of a special connection. But the new show, The Book of Boba Fett, it's been a little hit and miss. The first episode and maybe another one was a little slow. But this last one, which I know you've seen, Russ, is absolute lights out at midnight tonight. The next episode, episode 6, drops. And I am hoping for more Mandalorian right next to Boba Fett himself. And this is just, I think, going to be a great series when it's all said and done.
Oh, I totally agree. And I also now look forward to season 3 of The Mandalorian. They're obviously setting it up for that. I just love Boba Fett. I've always loved that character. I love how, you know, they're respecting. Think about the show. It respects all of Star Wars, you know, including the prequels, the sequels, the original trilogy. And you could tell that the showrunners, they have their heart into it. You know, they love it. And same thing with Star Trek, by the way. Star Trek Picard, Star Trek Discovery. You could tell. And I'm watching even Star Trek Prodigy. You know, you can tell that the showrunners, they love the material. And they put in a lot of these Easter eggs. I just saw an episode. I forgot what it was. But basically, it goes into all 97 Easter eggs in the last episode of Boba Fett.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so fun to watch, is those Easter eggs, you know? You're like, oh, that's a Naboo starfighter, and that's that alien from, you know, Dimension of Phasier.
Especially like you were saying, when it ties it back to everything that's come before it, it's really a nice, classy touch.
I think it's fantastic, and that's why, you know, getting back to Star Trek, you know, they do that. They're doing that, too. You know, they're tying it all together. They even tied in JJ-verse into Star Trek Discovery for one of the episodes. You know, they mentioned that the supernova event, you know, that affected Romulus, you know, created an alternate timeline. And then one of the directors, one of the actors, David Cronenberg. You know, he plays a recurring character on Star Trek Discovery. And so he was the one who mentioned that. I'm like, that is brilliant. You know, it's tying it all together. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents.
Wow. You know what I tell you, man? You're working on, and every time I talk to you, every time we talk, and you own the site and you directing this new film, which is a continuation from one of your previous films. Staycation. First of all, yeah. Can you tell our listening audience about Staycation? I mean, it's just so fantastic, and I know that's taken a lot of your time.
So Staycation is a horror film. It actually is a take on the social aspects of what happens during a pandemic. And I think everybody can relate to what happens during the pandemic, right? I mean, we're sort of going through one right now. Staycation, though, takes a more horror aspect. So the virus in Staycation is not COVID. It's, something. I can't really give it away, but let's just say is certain monsters. But it's basically how we deal with those quote unquote monsters, during a pandemic. And we're graced with like really good actors. I mean, we were mentioning Star Wars and Star Trek. Well, we have our lead actress is Olivia Davo. And she was both in Star Wars and Star Trek. She was in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker and The Clone Wars. And she was also in the episode with Q. We mentioned Q. She was in an episode called, I think it was a True Q, if I'm right. It was the episode.
Oh, yeah.
I may be getting the wrong, but she played a Q, basically. So she's our lead actress. But we have other actors like Kelly Maroney, Laureen Landon, Tracy Coco. I mentioned Tracy. Eileen Deets, Sean Kenny. And we just have a wonderful team, and I have to give a big shout-out to Bill Victor Arakam, who's our lead executive producer. Without people like him, who plays a character named Rob Peterson in the film also, who's actually, he's reprising his role from Routine. And for anybody who knows, I was mentioning trivia and Easter eggs. Well, if you really want to know Russ Emanuel, I just mentioned myself in the third person. Sorry about that. But if you really want to know about me, the Peterson name, I had it in every single one of my films since Girl with Gun. And that was back in 2004. Every one of them, including American Whisper, Ultraverse, all of them. You know, Collar, The Assassins of Princess 1 and 2. So Bill Victor plays a special character because he has the Peterson name. So, yeah, and that's really, we have like 91 actors in this film. And I think we had over 100 in American Whisper, which, by the way, I mean, that was a gargantuan film in itself. We filmed a couple years ago in New Jersey and New York. However, with Staycation, so a lot of the actors, the 100 actors in Whisper, they were background. They were in bar scenes, you know, they didn't really have lines. But the 90 actors in Staycation pretty much all have dialogue. They all have some presence in the film. And part of the reason was how we filmed it. We did crowdfunding. And one of the perks is you get to act in the film. So a lot of our 90 actors, put their time and money into Staycation, made it possible. So we, you know, hopefully returned the favor and, put them in the film. And I'm a big stickler for performance. A really big stickler. And so is my filmmaking partner, Neil Harris. So even if, hopefully when you see the film, I am so neurotic when it comes to performance that every actor in the film, I made sure that the performances were as good as possible in my subjective point of view. And Neil Harris, my filmmaking partner, he's completely in the same camp. And he says, Russ, and he's also the editor, by the way, Emil Harris. He's not only the writer and the DP, but he's the editor. So he's editing these scenes together, right, of all these 90 actors. And he's like, Russ, it's such a pleasure to edit people like Bill Victor and the Tracy Coco and these others because the performances are there. And I think that's just, it's a kudos to, I call, you may know this, James, and Michelle, but I always say Team Staycation. And I really mean that. It's the team. You know, it's the team. It's all of us that makes it possible. So, we just have a wonderful team. We have, 90 actors. We have, I have to look on IMDb right now just to see. We have 303 filmmakers. it's gargantuan. And, yeah.
You know what, Russ? Some of the actors you mentioned in your film, like Olivia Diablo, I remember her as a sister in that old TV series, The Wonder Years. And Kelly Maroney, yeah. I remember her as a soap opera actress in Ryan Tope back in the day. Yeah. So I do remember those names. I tell you, I'm a TV person. But we got to take you guys to break. We'll be back with Russ Emanuel. If you want to be part of this conversation, please call in at 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. We'll be right back.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity. Coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
The J.C. Cooley Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was started in October of 2014. The J.C. Cooley Foundation continues to strive to expand its programs and offerings to the youth, young adults, and citizens of our great communities nationwide and overseas. We hope that you'll be able to take part in one or more of the many exciting events that we're offering this year and experience firsthand the pride we take in supporting our cause. It's our mission to equip the youth of today for the challenges of tomorrow, and we rely heavily on the generosity of individuals and business owners for support. Without the assistance of community-minded individuals just like you, we wouldn't be able to serve our youth each year. We ask that you make a commitment to support our annual appeal by making a cash donation. This year's goal is $50,000. Your generosity will assist us in making a difference in the lives of the youth in our community. You can give online at CooleyFoundation.org. Remember that every donation makes a difference regardless of size. The J.C. Cooley Foundation thanks you in advance for your contribution.
Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, the true life coming of age story by James J.C. Cooley. Using humor, wit, and engaging storytelling, James paints a picture about his arrival in a rural deep south town and realization that life would never be the same. Cooley lays out his struggle to adjust from city life to country life and back again, sharing his hard-earned lessons to educate, encourage, and enlighten our next generation of leaders and heroes. Get your copy of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James J.C. Cooley, available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
The Answer, San Diego, streaming now on smart speakers and Odyssey.com.
It's time to dream big, think big, and be big. It's time for more It's Your Life. Now, here's your host, James Cooley.
Hello, welcome back to It's Your Life. I'm James Cooley. And you know, we got one of my best friends. I'm telling you, he's doing all these things, and he gave me an hour. He stepped away from his film, his crew, to be on the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And I tell you, Russ, I know that you're busy, but I believe that this is so important. Just us chatting, because now you got the world interested in what you're doing, and they are on lock and key, especially my producer Noah, which he has his own show, and a lot of other folks got their own shows, and they are trackers, and you're doing some great things. So I just want to say thank you, my friend, and listen to audience. If you want to be part of this conversation, that's 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170.
Russ, what location was Staycation filmed, and what was it like filming during COVID with the actors?
Still doing it.
Oh, you're still doing it. Okay.
So, yeah, we're still filming. Knock on wood. Nobody has. I'm very, very happy about this. Very relieved. We've taken a lot of precautions with the COVID situation, and nobody so far has tested positive on my sets. If anybody who knows me, I'm kind of neurotic and paranoid anyway. So I as a hypochondriac, which, you know, I am, I will take as much precautions as possible. So, you know, whether it's COVID tests, making sure people are vaccinated, providing sanitizers, wipes, having masks, especially N95 masks. But yeah, filming during COVID is very interesting. We started filming the Staycation. Before I say that, we're actually very near to finishing, probably in the summer of 2022, which is the reason why thank you for having me on the show, because this helps to promote this film with all these actors I mentioned, like Olivia Dago. But yeah, we started this project, you know, back in the early stages of COVID, you know, back in October of 2020. And during that time, there were no vaccines. I mean, it was very touch and go. We had to get a COVID compliance officer, a great guy named Luis. And, you know, we made sure people were tested and whatnot. It definitely ate up a significant portion of the budget to deal with COVID compliance. And so we shot in Burbank. You're asking where we filmed. We shot in Burbank. And then we did some pickup shots where I live in Huntington Beach. Because of the COVID compliance requirements that we had to go through the Screen Actors Guild, we basically ate up all the budgets that we raised private capital for. So we were forced to do Indiegogo, which is crowdfunding. And I did it through my producer, Angela Joseph. So a big shout out to her. We coordinated, we were able to raise 202%. And I mentioned how we had like 90 actors. Well, a lot of them, they bought perks. This is what crowdfunding is. And one of them is to act in the film. So we were able to raise a good amount of money. And that made what we filmed in Burbank and Huntington Beach in November and December 2020. We were able to basically expand the story, which was really honestly the game plan anyway, to begin with, but it accelerated the process. So what ended up starting as like a 30-minute film became a 60-minute film. And we filmed additional scenes in Hollywood, California. We filmed in places like Acton, California. We filmed in, we just filmed with an actor named Max Nascente in January, again, in my hometown. We went to various areas around where we filmed, including locations where my other film, Assassin's Apprentice, was filmed. So we were filming in Huntington Beach again. But because of the Indiegogo campaign, we had actors from all over the world where they did what's called remote filming. So they basically recorded their performances from wherever they lived. And that could be Australia, that could be, Japan, that could be anywhere around the world. And so basically, Michelle, you asked where we filmed. We filmed all over the world. We literally filmed all over the world. And we're going to film. We raised enough money to film the final 30 minutes. So this will be a 90-minute feature film when all is said and done. Right now it's 60 minutes. And we're going to be filming April here in Los Angeles and Huntington Beach.
Noah? Again.
Oh, sorry. If you guys text me, I was not looking at my phone.
Yes.
Oh.
when I'm focusing on the show and his words and what he's saying, sometimes I'm just getting lost in the theatrics of it all. So
I can keep talking if you want.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole point, is to be able to hear you on so many different processes of, of filmmaking. And as a director, I guess that's my question to you is, what's your favorite part? Because the director does so many different things. What's your favorite part of being a director? And at the end of the day, you can capture that shot and say, that's why I do what I do.
It's like this. It's like building a Lego set. Every single part is important to make it into a cohesive whole. So what is my favorite part? Honestly, all of it. Because the way I look at it, every little piece, whether it's, acting by Olivia or the score by our composer will be Vasilis Malesis, who's been my composer since Occupants. Thank you again for having us on the show. But every little part, every part is necessary for that cohesive whole. And so my favorite part is just imagining what it's all going to look like when all is said and done,
Have you ever had, on that moment, real quickly, I know we got about 3.5 minutes left and James has got, a couple more questions, but do you ever have a vision? You're like, this is what it's going to look like. And the process takes, it's natural progression. And then it turns out twice or three times better than you had ever hoped for.
It does happen. Look, art is subjective. And I'm very, very open to suggestions. When I work with actors, I want the most natural performance. So, if there's a word that makes them tongue twisted, like for me, I have an overbite, I can't say TH, I ask them, okay, won't you try something else that makes it more natural? So of course, you got to be, as a director for me, and other directors are different, but for me, I'm very malleable. And I sort of go with the flow as long as it sticks to the cohesive whole, as long as it doesn't deviate from, the actual concept of the film, of the story, of the script. So, yeah, no, I mean, I tell you, look, I always say team staycation, and I mean it, because everybody, it takes the whole team to make this happen. It's not just me as the director, everybody can have really good suggestions, and I'm very much open to it. So yeah, trust me, sometimes we go into different directions and it works, and it's movie magic. And hopefully when you see Staycation, when it's done in the summer, you will feel that movie magic. That's what I hope,
Can't
as
wait.
A filmmaker, as an entertainer.
Wow. Hey, Russ, I know we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show. First of all, I want to thank you.
Really?
First of all, I want to thank you because I know how busy you are. I mean, I track you. Me and you talk all the time. We communicate. And I know you're on set right now. And I tell you, when you complete this movie, I want to get you back on and that's probably about 2-3 months. Want to get you back on to talk about a lot of these things that you went through and produced. That we're not going to give anything away about the movie, but also anybody that want to follow you, like I follow you on your social media, and just to see how you are doing with all these great things, how can they get in touch with you?
Go to my website, my production site, Russem Productions. That's R-U-S-S-E-M, M as in Mary, .com. And on there, you'll see links to all the social media. I am on Facebook. You go Staycation Movie. Facebook.com, Staycation Movie. I think that's what it is. Yeah, Staycation.
I think you're on everything, my friend. You're on everything, but...
Well, that's the thing. You know, not only am I a filmmaker, but I have to be a social media expert to get the word out there. You have to do it. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and again, thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. We're down to the last 45 seconds of the show. And Russell, my friend. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the James Cooley Show. It's your life. You know, hey, man, we always going to be like this. I think my great producer was Noah Dingley. I think like to thank my great co-host, Michelle Cooley. Most importantly, I'd like to thank our listening audience for tuning in. And I tell you, we're always looking for a sponsor so we can continue to bring this great message. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. It's your life. I'm James Cooley.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Life with James Cooley. To learn more about James, how you can support the show, or become a guest, visit CooleyFoundation.org. Join James weekdays at this same time for more motivation and inspiration to help you become equipped today for the challenges of tomorrow. This has been The James Cooley Show. It's Your Life, where you learn how to dream big, think big, and be big at everything that you do.
It's Your Life is sponsored by James J.C. Cooley.